Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story, we break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Little Victories with Ali and DZ.
Well, 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 we start the show with a positive spin on life because we want to be positive. So we're going to have a great day today, DZ.
That's right. Not for real.
My little victory is that I got my hair done yesterday. If you saw my Facebook, I'll tell you more about that later on the show. But I also left the house looking crazy, and we'll talk about that later.
With new hair, though.
With new hair.
So not that crazy.
That part. So my hairstylist and I were going back and forth, and finally she got me in yesterday. So little victories.
There you go. Finally got your hair done. I know you've been wanting to.
We were having trouble finding a time that worked and switching around.
Kind of healing from surgery.
Maybe
sitting in the salon chair wasn't good for you.
My tush hurt after a while. I'm not going to lie. While the foils were in my hair,
I stood up
and walked around and talked to people.
Don't doubt it. I don't doubt it at all, actually.
I said, I'm going to stand for this part.
You mind if I work the room a little bit?
She said, nope, go for it.
Do you think, girl?
Talk to the nail technician. I was walking, talking to everybody.
Went outside, checked the weather real quick.
What's up? No, I didn't. It was too cold. What's your little victory?
My little victory is that, however fleeting, it still feels forever. I didn't get to see my boys long this morning, but I got to see them. They were awake really early this morning.
They were?
But I got to see them.
What time?
Very early.
Okay, never mind.
More early than late.
I don't want to have to re-traumatize you. We're good.
Listen, I'm not the one with the trauma. My wife's the one that had to deal with him after I ticked Sammy off and walked out the house. So appreciate you, baby. I love you.
Love you, Aaron.
Your body's awake. But your brain isn't. Ali and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
Okay, so when I had my skin removal surgery last month, you came by the house and you brought me flowers and you brought me this really cool frame to celebrate my 20 years at Kiss FM. It was so nice, DZ. Thank you.
Gotcha. It was a double up.
It
had to check
so
on
nice.
Sis and celebrate
you
sis.
You did. I appreciated it. And my sister was there and you were hanging out with me and my sister and then you left. And then I set the flowers on my end table, I don't know, whatever it's called, by my couch.
Oh, like a little coffee table or whatever?
And that was December, that was December 20th.
That was
my 20 years at Kiss FM. I'm on my golden 20 on 20.
It was exactly on the 20th.
Yep. And those flowers lived till, I'm telling you, I think I just threw them out like 5 days ago.
Chill out.
And all I could think was, how the hell did you pick flowers? You one day mentioned to me, you're going to correct me on this. You said, my mom had a green thumb.
I do not.
But then I remember us talking about this off the air. You're like, yeah, my mom really knows flowers. She knows. And so I took that as you have a green thumb, okay?
Fair.
Then when those flowers, and I had, I had bought some at Pick and Save. I had other flowers. They were all long dead.
Dead.
Yes. Your flowers lived until, how many days is that? Like 25 or something crazy?
That's almost a full month.
I mean, I looked at these every day and I go, I do think that flowers are representative of whoever gave them to you.
Yeah.
And our show blossoms more and more. So I take that.
You're so corny.
No, I'm not. But I believe it because I've had men buy me flowers and when they die, we die. I don't want to freak you out.
Hey, wait, where are those flowers? Where are those flowers?
Bring the flowers back.
Get them out the garbage.
But no flower could last that long, right?
Right.
So I do see it as, my friend, when she was in a bad mood, the flowers she bought me started dying, and I could tell. Not to be a weirdo, guys.
No, the world's an energy.
The world's an energy. So I looked at these, and I was like, DZ has a secret talent.
What was that?
Knowing how to pick flowers. How did you do that? And the question of the day is going to be, what is your secret talent? Because how did you do that?
Actually,
you mean to, or is that just a coincidence?
I'll say no. Yes and no.
What is your secret?
It technically
tell
is.
Tell the men and the women who buy flowers, please God.
Flowers from Colombia. I don't know what else to tell you.
Is that it?
No. It's like 90% of the world's flowers come from Colombia, basically. So you're getting a lot of flowers from Colombia.
They do?
Any given day, you're at Pick and Save,
is
Walgreens, whatever that has like the little flowers in buckets ready to go. check the tag. It'll probably say product of Colombia.
Well, and you're Colombian. Of course you know about flowers.
But no, it really is, like you said earlier, a testament to my mother. Because though I don't have a green thumb, I obviously grew up around a green thumb.
Yeah.
She could propagate. She could take the most dyingest of plants, little tripping of whatever, and make that bad boy blossom and bloom into a whole nother plant.
How?
I don't know.
Away by this. I said, I got to bring this up on the air.
That's her secret talent. My secret talent is being in the wings and watching and learning from her. So I know how to pick flowers. And you want my tip? You want me to tell you?
Because I'll
make you as good as I am in picking the right flowers.
I actually do want you to tell me the tip.
I'm so good at it because I choose the closed bulb flowers. You know, most people grab the open ones that already look pretty yay.
If I see closed bulb, I think they're, that's it?
You're looking at it the wrong way, G.
I shy away.
Open bulb, half dead. If it's already open, that flower's half gone. That means it's already bloomed.
No kidding.
You want that flower to bloom at somebody's house, in somebody's arms, if you will. You want them to bloom in their presence. So you pick a closed bulb because that means the flower is fresher. And then it will inevitably last longer. And take it as you will. Some people will argue with me about this one. But we usually don't put the little flower powder seeding, like feed stuff that they give you.
You don't put the flower food. I put the flower food in. I shouldn't do that? They lived.
That's on you. That's a you thing. I don't normally do it. But yeah, our flowers tend to last.
I'm so impressed. You have a green thumb. Well, somebody texted in and said flowers last longer when they're touched only by people that love you. Aw, and we're family. Aw, DC.
Y'all gonna make me cry. Chill out. Chill out. It's too early.
Aw, that's really sweet. Okay, well, I can see the phones are going crazy this morning. You know what? You wanna be crazy?
You out here? I mean, if you're gonna be... You're...
I'm the one feeling crazy again.
Your secret talent is just being crazy and taking whoever you want on the air on any random.
That is my secret talent, because, man, boy...
And you be picking them right, though. I'll give you that. You know gamble what? And you usually hit.
I'm where I'm supposed to be on the radio, let me tell you.
Ding, ding.
The one place I belong, boy. So let's go to line 3 this morning.
All right.
Oh, hello. Good morning. Who's this? Turn your radio down. Hello.
Hey, don't talk to Babe like that.
You like a hundred. You batting 100, dog.
Babe's in town.
Mike, let me get to this. Hold on.
Give us a minute. Mike in Hartford's on the phone, a.k.a. Babe, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so Mike, we're talking about your secret. What is your secret talent?
Secret talent.
Things you didn't know you were good at. Mike, come on. What do you got for us? What are you good at?
I have a secret talent of pissing people off by just being myself.
Oh well, then I. You know what? Me too.
That's not a talent. That's a personality.
It's something that I didn't know I could do, and I can do it.
You don't make me mad.
And my other secret talent is I'm able to get my wife pregnant a second time.
Excuse me?
Yep.
Yeah! Was that a pregnancy announcement?
Say it again, Mike, with your chest.
I'm able to, my secret talent is get my wife pregnant a second time.
The Spurs are spurning!
We are,
I got
we
some are 21,
21 weeks today.
I'm so happy for you guys. How old is Eileen now? 4?
She'll be 5 in June.
She's
and
4.
June 3rd. And then the due date is May 28th. So we will have.
So here's what's so funny about this. Not to make it about us, Mike, because we're so happy for you and your wife, Kathleen.
Congratulations,
but
man.
My birthday is May 20th. DZ's birthday is June 9th.
Telling people.
I'm a Taurus. He's a Gemini, but I'm borderline Gemini, clearly.
Yeah.
And so we're going to be fighting over when you have this baby and when it's going to fall.
And the doctor, Eileen arrived 8 days early. So the doctor's thinking
May 20th.
This one could arrive early. So we'll see.
Well, I'm banking on 8 days late. Fine.
I could tell you from the way Kathleen's feeling, she does not want it to be 8 days late.
Oh, hey, well then neither do I. Never mind.
Definitely a boy then.
wait, gender reveal on here.
Do we know yet?
No, we aren't finding out. That is one of life's only true surprises. I didn't realize that it meant so much to Kathleen for me to tell her when the baby, when Eileen arrived. So we are waiting until the baby arrives.
Do you know, I forgot that. I remember now. We talked about this with
them. This is a great story. I love the story about you and saying you and your wife, when Eileen came out and you looked in her eyes and you told her, you know, it's a girl, that was such a special moment. It didn't occur to me what a moment that could be for people.
It definitely was a thing that, while there's emotions running high, it gets me emotional thinking about it, that I didn't realize it meant that much to her. Mm-hmm. Like, I was excited to tell her, but I didn't realize it meant that much to her. So
that's beautiful, man.
Well, you know what? Natalie in Menominee Falls texted in, congrats, Mike in Hartford and Kathleen. Congrats. We're so excited for you that you're having your second kid. Congratulations.
Talk about a secret talent.
Yeah, your talent's getting your wife pregnant. Hallelujah. Good job. All right, Mike. We love you. Thank you for announcing on the show, even though you already did it on Facebook. But we're second. That's fine, okay?
Hey, that's all right. That's all right. I had to announce it to the Kiss family.
That's right. Not everybody's friends with him on Facebook.
No, we love you, Mike. You have a great day.
Aww. I appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
I'll text you later.
Love.
Bye. Oh, I'm so happy for them. We got some texts coming in. Jen and Zion said, my one and only talent is saying the alphabet backwards within seconds. No idea where I learned it. Never remember practicing.
That would be a random talent.
That would be weird. I'm not afraid to answer the phone crazy again because we're running out of time. I'm not afraid anymore.
Next one of us.
You know what? I'm feeling line four.
It feels like a
lucky line to me. DZ hates me so much right now, you
guys. I'm not trembling. Kiss FM, who's this?
It's Nick and Washington.
See, told you it's just fine. Nick.
Oh, you are. All right. I'll give you that. That is your secret talent.
Nick and Waukesha. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Hi.
Welcome to Miami. Bienvenidos a Miami.
All right, Nick. What's your secret talent, Nick? Do you have one? Because DZ is the flower guy I learned today.
Move over, Leon.
I don't know if it's a secret. Anybody that really knows me is I'm a pretty good cook. So.
What?
You be chefing in the kitchen out here whipping?
Oh, I can cook, yeah.
Hold what's your go-to dish?
My bra's coming off. What?
Chill out.
I'm kidding, Nick.
No, she ain't.
What's your
go
for real?
I can make a pretty mean lasagna. My daughter loves when I make spaghetti or I can cook fish, but I know I won't eat it. So.
Well, and did you always love to cook, or did the single dad and you force you to be a cook?
Good
honestly,
question.
No. I grew up around my mom, my grandma, sisters, stuff like that. So I kind of had to learn. I kind of wanted to learn how to cook, you know, because I knew I was going to end up having to do it, you know, or just wanted to do it for myself. So.
Right. Wow. So your secret talent is cooking. Okay, Nick and Waukesha. Well, thanks for calling. Have a great day.
Nah, prove it, Nick.
Hey, let me know when. Let me know when.
Well, holla, man. No, I love, bro. Good talent. Appreciate it.
Bye,
have
Nick.
A good one, guys. Love you.
You
bye.
Too.
No, you're back.
Love you, too. So funny. So we found out DZ, you have a special talent for picking flowers, thanks to your mom.
Green fingernail, not a thumb.
That's fair. We learned Mike and Hartford, they're expecting their second baby.
Weba.
And we learned that Nick in Waukesha is a good cook, and Jen in Zion knows how to do the alphabet backwards. So random.
What'd we learn about you, Allie?
I know how to pick the phone lines correctly. No?
And you love to gamble.
You know what? I do love. Push out Potawatomi!
Got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
Well, well, well. We meet again.
Well. Fancy meeting you here.
Fancy meeting you, and What Would DZ Do again? Okay, what is the problem today? Because somebody writes in and usually asks for your help. So,
I don't know why. Y'all say I got good advice, and I thank you for it, because sometimes I wonder.
I always open, you know, sometimes. Well, I don't always. Sometimes I open the DMs, and people are like, this is a What Would DZ Do, and it's good stuff.
Appreciate
y'all. So send us whatever you need.
Please
All right.
Do.
What's up?
Well, Rachel reached out. Well, Rachel's not actually her name, but she calls herself Rachel.
This is like... Vanderpump Rules, Raquel. If you watch the show, there's a girl named Rachel, and she calls herself Raquel. So when they get mad at her, they go, listen, Rachel.
I'm so glad you said that because, you know, transparency. You stepped out of the studio for a second, and I was like, I want to call her Raquel, but she said Rachel.
No, she goes by Raquel.
Fine,
Rachel.
Raquel. Nope, Raquel.
Fake Rachel, we'll call
fake
her.
Fake Rachel. Now, Rachel wrote in, says,
talk to me.
Well, Allie and DZ, please call me Rachel. My boyfriend and I, both mid and late 20s, we've known each other for years. Mm-hmm. Even before we started dating, we were close friends freshman year of high school, and for a little bit of sophomore, shout out Riverside. Big ups.
Cool.
Big ups.
Cool.
He was always a nonchalant personality, even before it was a thing. He would say that it's good to feel emotions, but important not to act on them. I always found him very mature for his age. If I'm honest, he inspired me to change and be less emotional.
Aww.
However, the other day I wanted to surprise him, so I drove over to his place and waited for him in my car to get home so I could jump out and scare him. When he got home, though, he sat in his car for a really long time and I got impatient, so I went inside. By the time he came inside, I was hanging out on the couch with his dog, but I could tell that he had been crying.
What?
And the plot thickens.
What?
Said I could tell that he had been crying. To be real, I was in shock. I wasn't sure what to say or think. I'm not sure why he would be crying, but he's not even that type of person. I tried to ask how he's doing without asking why he was crying, but he now seems completely normal. It's been days, and I'm the one ready to cry. What do I do? I'm literally stuck.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So to recap, because my ADHD is high today.
catch up.
They met in high school.
They've known each other for years.
Okay.
Mid and late 20s. So mm-hmm. they've known each other, let's call it 15 years? Ish?
Mm-hmm.
Ish? Right?
Yes.
They're dating.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't say how long, though. Doesn't say how long they've been dating, even though they've known each other for 10 plus years.
Okay.
So they might have only been dating 10 weeks.
Okay.
At this rate. But they've known each other a really long time.
Right.
He's never been the type to just act out on his emotions. He's very, call it stoic.
He's controlled with his emotions. He's not emotional.
He's not. Inspired
doesn't
her.
Wear his heart on his sleeve.
He does not. But the other day, he was in his car crying. She saw him, sees that he's crying, knows that he's crying, watches him.
Well, I don't know if she watches him. Fine.
I don't know if she watches him cry. But
okay, well, do you think, okay, this is a random question, DZ. Do you think, like, sometimes men or women, they hide when they're not, when you're stoic? Maybe he was having a moment in his car crying and that's how he deals. And then he doesn't ever want to see him cry. And then he pulls it together and moves on with life. Is that what do you think was happening?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Because what's your advice then? I'm curious what you're going to say.
The caveat, though, is as much
as... So she's upset that she doesn't know why he was crying?
And maybe she's probably paranoid that it's got something to do with her. But no, right? Like, I'm thinking of all the possible extremes that it could be. Maybe he had a crap day.
I'm tying the dots together now. Okay.
She's worried. It's like, is it me? Is it our relationship? Is what's going on? Because he's seeming fine, but sometimes people hide. And he's so nonchalant and so...
He doesn't
express himself. I can't read him. She's worried that something's going on and he's not addressing it and it's something with them. I doubt that's the case, right?
Yeah.
You clearly have a way to get into his house. You wouldn't otherwise, right?
Yeah, like, you're in his house.
Right? Or his apartment, whatever. You have a key to his front door.
Yeah.
You can get into his space. Y'all are clearly in a place where y'all are good. So y'all have been dating, deductive reasoning, let's call it at least 6 months.
I would love, dude, this is tough because I'm like, what would you, so imagine your wife, you see her crying in a car and then she comes in like everything's fine. I'd be like, what is going on?
We're married. I'm addressing the way
well, if you're married, you should already know when something's wrong, right? But I'm confused by this.
I hate to make this about masculinity and femininity, it's different.
Keep it real.
You know, I would straight up ask, baby, I could tell why you're crying.
Yeah, what's
but that's
wrong?
A man asking his girl. That's me asking my wife. That's how I'm shaped. Mm-hmm. That's how I'm framed. That's how I was built. I'm not built to be asked why I was crying.
Oh, I know. When I ask you what's wrong, you're like, nothing. I'm like, damn it, DZ. I think something's wrong. You're like, leave me alone. And sometimes you just don't want to. You're like, I'm good.
It doesn't need to be addressed. It has nothing to do with work. Nothing is actually wrong.
Or nothing's, yes.
You
and
know?
Then, and like me, I'm a woman. Well, again, here we go. But I'll be like, no, really?
What's wrong?
And you're like, Allie,
shut up. You're what's wrong.
And I'm like,
asking me what's
wrong.
But
what else is wrong?
No,
that's fair.
It could have been a moment. He might have not been crying at all. He might have had allergies, right?
Hold on. This is where you're losing me, though, because if I got a guy and he's crying in a car, I want to be there for him and I want to know what's going on in his life and I want to know that he's not okay. okay. And so I don't, as much as I want him to be strong, I don't want him to be strong for me when he needs me or he needs support. You can cry. I understand the masculinity thing.
Sure, I get it.
But if we're really connected and in love, I would hope that you could open up to me in those private moments and that I don't share that with anybody else, right? And that's a private moment between couples. You share it with me, you cry, that's between us. I'm not going to, you know what I'm saying? Like, and they should have some kind of vibe like that if they're together and she's in his house.
Ooh, you're
right?
So right. You're so right. I don't doubt that.
You know?
I'm not questioning that. I'm not disagreeing with that.
Yeah.
What I'm saying, though, is I'm not trying to put words in or put, you know, a personality type to this man or give him my personality type, project.
Yeah. No, but you're right about men trying to hide things and be strong for their woman.
I wouldn't necessarily say that he didn't know she was there. What if he pulled up, was already having a very bad day?
Yeah.
Hadn't necessarily wanted to communicate that, to put that on somebody else, especially his partner, right? So he gets home, he has an emotional release, but when he gets home, he realizes that his girl's car's in the lot. And he goes, okay, she's inside. I want to go inside good and normal. He didn't realize that she was in the car waiting to scare him, whatever.
Yeah.
So he has a quick 5-minute cry, 10-minute cry, whatever, a session in the car for himself.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he was on the phone with one of his boys. You don't know.
True.
But he was releasing whatever he needed to release, and then he came inside and was good. That's what's important. Now, if you continue to see this behavior, what I would do, suggest, surprise him again, right? Do this again. See if this is a routine. If this man is crying every day in his car when he gets home, okay, then just straight up ask him.
Something's wrong.
Hey, I gotta be honest, I've seen you crying a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, this isn't something to address, in my opinion. Mm. Let it be. He told you nothing was wrong. You have to believe that man until you get reason to ask again.
It would drive me crazy, though.
That's
all right, Leslie, it would make me crazy, man. 414-533-1037. Now, that works for calling or for texting. From the Nicolet Law Studios, this is WXSS and HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. So they've been dating for at least 6 months, but they've known each other since high school. They're in their 20s.
15 mid, yep.
She sees him crying in his car, and then he comes in like nothing's wrong.
Playing it off.
She doesn't know what to do.
He's a nonchalant stoic type. I'm going to guess that nothing is wrong because he dealt with that in the car.
Maybe. All right, the phones are going crazy and the texts are coming in. We're going to talk to you guys next.
Got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
I was wondering what happened. Nick and Racine was on the phone and it dropped out. He said, he texted in. He said, I agree with DZ 100%. Leave it alone. See if it happens again. I dropped my phone and it hung up. Sorry.
Oh, dang.
Sorry, Nick. All right. So the problem today on What Would DZ Do is that this guy, she sees her man crying in his car.
Yeah, Rachel.
Rachel, a.k.a. Fake Rachel.
Fake Raquel.
She goes into the apartment, his apartment, and then he comes in like nothing's wrong and she wants to know what to do.
She was trying to surprise him.
Mm-hmm.
Caught him off guard, probably. He was having a day. Who knows? Mm-hmm. I don't know. But yeah, she saw him crying in his car and then went inside and act like nothing happened.
Okay, Ashley in Milwaukee texted in and said, that's how us strong people cope. That's not strong to hide your emotions, by the way. She said, yes, sounds like he's going through something. All you can do is ask if he's okay. And he opens up to share, then he does. If not, you got to let him be. Okay, fine. But I don't think it's strong to hide your emotions. I think we've evolved. And I think expressing yourself is a very noble thing to do.
Why is that hiding your emotions, though? They're his emotions to feel and process however he feels is necessary.
Sure, but if you can't tell your partner you're crying in your car, you're not that connected, I don't know if you're coping that well.
I disagree. Some people just don't like to cry in front of others. You know
fair,
what I'm saying? Like,
fair.
I don't like to cry in front of people, whether
fine,
it's my wife or other, and she sees me cry, obviously.
That's obviously what I'm saying, though, but you would. You don't cry in front of other people, but this is your partner. That's all. If you can't, come on.
We don't know how long they've been together. They might not be there yet.
It's not a safe space.
It might not be a safe space for him yet.
Some of the best moments I've had in relationships are where you're crying. You know, I don't know. That's the biggest bonding moment. You
not
know,
everybody
when I'm talking
bonds
about
that
love,
way. You're not right, everybody well, bonds that
90%
way.
90% of people don't bond that way. Most people won't have those moments together.
Yeah,
they're special. That's for sure. All right, let's go to the phones. We'll start with Saucy Sandra. Oh,
boy.
Lord help us.
I'm different.
Hi, Saucy.
Hey there. Hey, my friend.
Morning, Sauce.
So the guy's crying first in his car. You hear DZ and I disagree. What do you think?
Yep. Well, first off, I have to shout out my daughter. And I know you hate it, but it's her 15th golden birthday today. So happy birthday to Myra.
Happy birthday. All right. So
Now, down to the business here. This is a kind of a red flag that he's not expressing his emotion to you. I would maybe sit down and have a conversation and say, you know, I want to be able to support you. Mm-hmm. I love you and I care about you. And I don't want you having to go through hard times alone. So I noticed you were crying.
Listen, Saucy.
Let's talk.
Just do what I would do. Go, I saw you crying in your car. What's the problem?
Let's talk.
I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
Start something if you want to.
Actually, I'm not kidding. You know what?
That's how you would ask.
What's wrong with you? Are you okay?
What's wrong with you?
And I think the moment is already passed for her to even confront that.
I agree. I agree. The moment has passed.
Mm-hmm. So now she needs to find another opportune time to have the conversation of, hey, you know, I'm here to support you. I love you and I care about you. And I want what's best for you.
Well, and somebody texted in and said he's not telling you something for a reason. Or I think if they were really close, you should be able to talk. Yes and no, because I say that. But then DZ's like, that doesn't necessarily mean that, you know?
It doesn't necessarily mean he's even trying to hide something. It just could be something he's not looking to pawn off on her. It's something she doesn't have to deal with. He might have just had a really bad day at work with his manager.
If you're in a relationship with somebody, you're not pawning off anything on them if you're having a conversation about your emotions and your feelings.
It could be manipulative. It depends on what you're doing.
Well, this guy was genuinely crying in his car by himself. That's not manipulative.
No, I get both sides where you're saying you don't want to put it on somebody.
Right.
But that's what partners, I mean, that's part of a relationship is having a partner who's there to support you, right?
Yeah.
So, Maddie,
exactly.
Thank you for calling, Saucy.
Appreciate
ready to get to the other
sauce.
Calls.
We'll much love, guys.
Bye. Love. Peace.
Maggie in Cedarburg texted in and said, strong is discussing emotions and moving forward together. Weak is holding it from a partner.
I don't think it's necessarily weak. At the front end of this, she says he's a nonchalant type. Mm-hmm. The type to say, it's good to feel emotions, but important not to act on them. Mm. That's exactly what I think he was doing.
Which is a skill, by the way.
He was feeling his emotions and not acting on them. He was crying in the car and coming inside normal so that he could release and then come inside and be a person.
It's his gym.
It's good to feel emotions, but important to not act on them. I fully believe that that's exactly what he was doing. He just didn't need to cry in front of anybody because it wasn't for anybody else.
Fair enough. Okay, well, we lost Nick. Let's go to Adrian in Milwaukee, see what he thinks. Hi, Adrian. Good morning.
Good morning, my queen.
Buenos dias.
Hey.
Queen and king.
DZ.
If she shows you Facebook, you'll understand.
He's talking about my slippers last night.
Okay. Side game. All right, Adrian.
So, Adrian.
Hey, but no, look.
What?
When he's ready, he'll tell her.
Sure.
Okay.
If and when.
I need another man in on this one. Okay, Adrian.
And the reason why I say that is because of the fact maybe he's not ready to say something yet.
Maybe they haven't been long enough together.
Maybe it's not even that the fact like that how long they've been together. It's maybe someone in his family is in the hospital. It's very close to him.
Well, then you should know that.
I would hope. I mean.
You have known each other since high school.
I mean, I hope.
Yeah.
But this is the thing, though.
I hear what you're saying, though.
They don't know the outcome, so they don't want to say nothing.
He's not ready to share whatever is happening, whether it's somebody in a hospital or
When a man is ready to speak up, say his piece to his partner.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna happen.
And I'll tell you when it is too. It's when a man hits a point that he believes that he can no longer handle something himself. That's when a man will look for help from his most trusted people.
Mm-hmm.
Right
now, when I'm all in my feels and I'm all in my chest. Let me tell you something. My wife can see it, but she's been with me long enough to see it. Where I don't have to say anything.
Mm-hmm.
Sure enough.
I do feel that.
Sure. Your kids are not a fan of this conversation.
They say, man, talk about crying. I'm about to start crying.
They're like, Dad.
But for real.
DZ,
your wife would know the same thing. She 100%. Knows you by this point.
100%. Yeah. We've been together for far too long, right?
But listen to this.
This relationship with these two people, they're building to that. Eventually,
Adrian, I can receive that. We appreciate you. Thank you for calling. He's saying they're not there yet, and I can get behind that.
part.
Thank you, Adrian.
You're welcome.
I got my slippers on.
I'll let you later, fam.
Bye.
Peace. In them slippers.
Yeah, in them slippers. So Lise from Milwaukee texted in and said, that's why a lot of men suffer from depression because they have to be, quote, strong, unquote. I don't disagree with some of that. But Trinity in Sussex texted in and said, not everyone knows how to express their emotions. Fair. She said, well, some people say everything. Like, I don't tell my boyfriend I'm crying by myself. It was a private time in his eyes. I get it. You know, sometimes you need a moment. Maybe you heard a sad song in the car and
something
you just
got you.
Had a moment.
Ooh, I actually love the fact that you said that because I've had moments in the car catching myself listening to a song where I'm like, oh man.
Me too, but.
Tighten up, big dog, tighten up.
Stop it. I too can cry with a song, but you know, and then I don't want anybody to know it. That's why I don't like anyone seeing my music playlist because it's really personal to me.
Oh, you don't like crying in front of other people?
I love crying in front. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
Never mind.
You're funny. I heard you. Let's go to Ryan Quick in Calabama because he'll never let us live it down if we don't get him on right now, boy.
You can tell everybody.
Ryan.
You can tell
what up? Good morning. Sorry, I was busy crying because I wasn't going to be on air real quick.
We got you. Wipe them tears, baby boy.
Way to own it. Hey, Chris from Racine texted in and said maybe his side girlfriend broke up with him. Come on.
Okay, Chris. You got to go there.
Why we
got to
go dark? Thank you, Ryan.
I mean, the guy's already crying in his car alone, keeping it from his woman. Like, come on.
My side girl left me.
You guys, as a woman, we want you to like open up to us, and we want to be your safe space. We want to know when something's wrong.
You want to know on your time. Time, though. You don't want to know when we're ready. You want to know because you want to know.
Fair. You know what? Fair. But we also don't want you to feel alone. I mean, I can't speak for all women. I don't want anybody to feel alone.
We don't feel alone, though, in most cases. And I know Ryan's on the phone trying to talk. He's like, in most cases, we're not alone. We know y'all are there. We know we can rely on you when we need it.
Okay. Received, Ryan.
I agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
But when he said, here's my key, here's my, you know, apartment, you're more than welcome to come in, you know, anytime. That's when he brought her into his life.
His home and
a
his
deeper
space.
Fold into his heart.
She needs to be able to, you know, because she's going to have a moment where she doesn't want to express it, and he needs to be able to do the same thing where he's going to have moments, but say, hey, listen, yes, you know, she needs to say, I saw you crying.
Yeah.
What happened? You don't have to tell me now, but please express it to me at a point when you feel comfortable. Mm. Let him know at least
that you saw.
Not letting him high and dry.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hold on. This is really important because Jason Maguanago texted in, I need more coffee, and said, I personally hold it all in because I don't want my wife to worry about me when her main focus is the kids. Everyone deals with stuff differently for different reasons. Okay, I get that when men try to do that. You're like, she has enough on her plate. I don't want to stress her out, but please talk to your partner so you don't. Catch up with you as someone who's divorced. If you internalize, it's going to blow at some point, and then you're going to not even be on the same planet.
Exactly.
So it's one thing to be, you know, supporting and holding it down, but please stay connected
and let
them know something's wrong. And I support. You guys gave good advice, you and Ryan, for
sure. Ryan hit the nail on the head. Mm-hmm. I wasn't even thinking about the whole fact. Speaking about keys, Ryan, I agree with you. I think you win today. I know it's not about winning, but it's like you gave the most solid. She should be able to ask. He gave him the key. Yep. They're locked in. They clearly are together for a more long haul stay, unless you're just up and giving every girl you would a key, right?
Well, you gave her
the ends.
Yeah.
She should be able to ask, hey, I saw you crying.
Yeah.
We don't have to talk now. We don't have to talk ever, but just know
I am here.
Ryan.
And if we know you're stressed, we're going to be stressed. So, don't hold it back. Let it out and get it out so we can all move on together as a partnership.
She said she's the one ready to cry now. Ryan!
You gotta show the relationship where it's growing.
Ryan!
Wow, you guys are on fire. Love it. 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ, good morning.
Huepa, buenos días.
Ah, buenos días, my friend. So, you know, we have gotten on a roll playing voice messages around this time.
Quite literally my favorite.
It's so fun when you guys leave us messages on the Odyssey Odyssey app. Download our free app, AUDACY. And when you follow Kiss FM, sign in so that you get, you know, you're then logged in to win $5,000 a day when you listen for 1 hour a day. So do that. Get on the Odyssey app and then you can leave us a voice message right next to the Listen Live button on Kiss FM. And you can listen back to our show anytime, okay?
You could triple dip the chip. Mm-hmm. You can always listen.
Yep.
You can win 5K by listening on the app. And you could drop us a voice message so we can play it back on air.
Well, I love some of the messages we got. Here's one from yesterday. Jessica in Milwaukee. Listen to this.
Hey, Deez and Allie. Listen to you every morning. Love you guys. Keep doing what you're doing.
Aw, mwah. Love you, Jessica. And then Sandra just sent one just now about what would DZ do about the guy crying in his car and then coming into the house and acting like nothing was wrong with his girlfriend.
Okay, what'd she say?
Let's see what Sandra in Milwaukee said.
With her significant other crying in his car. I kind of agree with Saucy a little bit, except for I feel like Raquel should just let him know that she noticed that he was crying in his car and that she's there for him by his side. And when he's ready to talk, that she is very well available for him to do so if he needs to reach out for her.
Yeah.
For her,
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
That part.
Just don't force it. You just can't force it.
You're right. Don't do what I do and go, what's your problem?
Well, no, we all do that, bro. We all be forcing it sometimes.
Are you okay?
And wanting to make a mountain out of molehill sometimes. Mm-hmm. You know, it happens.
That's fair. I've learned that from you. That's where you come in and you make me a better person, DZ, because you remind me of those things when you're like, sometimes just let people be. Just let them know you're there and then move on.
We got to keep each other in check, though, because you also do a great job of being like, nah, you got to check in because you trust that intuition, dog.
Yeah, and you got to make sure your people are okay. Yeah. And it's not always strong to keep, it's not strong to hide your emotions. We've learned, we were raised that way, but the world's changing. That's why we're all screwed up. We don't know how to express ourselves. Let's keep it real, you guys.
That's why?
Come on.
Well, not the only reason, but one.
All right, so we got Am I the Jerk? They sent this in on Facebook, on the Kiss FM Facebook. We got a hold of it, and it is... I'm going to let the listeners answer. You know what?
Is this the one I'm thinking about?
This is about he wants his wife to disconnect from her family.
Okay. This is the one I'm thinking about.
Let's go.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
I don't know if he wants us to change his name because I feel like he's saying it with his chest.
I wouldn't.
You think I should just change his name? Okay.
Just to be safe.
He said, Allie and DZ, I've got a great Am I the Jerk for the show. His name starts with a D, so give him a new name.
It ain't gonna be DZ.
It's not DZ.
it really ain't me.
It's not Daniel or and Danny, which is your name.
Let's call him
Derek.
Yeah.
Derek.
Yeah, I like Derek.
Derek from Milwaukee.
Shout out, Derek.
He said, am I the jerk for wanting my wife to disconnect from her family?
What's that mean, though?
Yeah, so listen. He said, my wife and I have been married for 3 years now and together for 13. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
He said, we've grown together and have went through a lot between the two of our families. Her family's more on the wealthy side. Mine is not so much. They've always treated me as less, and over time, they have treated my wife worse and worse.
Mm.
They claim there's no favoritism. However, they make sure to post on social media congratulating the other children for their engagements and celebrating their weddings and accomplishments. But when it comes to my wife and I, there was absolutely none of it. I've had deep discussions with my wife, and she's broken down about this several times because she was always blind to it.
Black sheep. Got it.
She sees it very clearly now and completely agrees. She's tried mentioning this to her sisters and parents, but it's always dismissed, and she's gaslighted into making it seem like it's her fault when it 100% is not.
Mm. She was a blind black sheep at that, too. Huh?
Because they're family, she's struggling to cut ties and focus on our relationship and starting our own family. I want to help her more with the family drama. However, I feel she can only move forward if she were to disconnect from them for an extended period to show them she's hurt and not accepting of how they treat her.
Mm-hmm.
P.S. Absolutely love the show and you too. Oh, my wife has been trying to get a theme song by calling it. I'm leaving her name out. She got super close around Christmas, but didn't it didn't happen. So fingers crossed we get it. If you pick this, I know she'll hear it. I don't know if I'm supposed to be reading reading all this, but I don't care.
Hey, Derek, we still got you.
Yeah, he said she'll know, hear it, and would love to give some feedback if you guys want. So based on replies, if you guys read this, she'll absolutely give a call to give an answer. Thanks again. Keep going strong. And just know we love you guys and appreciate everything you do to start our morning and make many people's days. See, now, Derek.
Now you're trying to butter us up.
Derek, now I'm afraid to be honest because now you're being so sweet.
Right? No. What are you thinking? For real?
I'm thinking that it's never 100% one person's fault. You guys, it's very rare.
I agree.
And I've learned this in relationships and therapy that you have to own your part. Even in the, I've had some messed up things happen to me down there, and people know that I'm not revisiting on this show because my kids are older. But I had to take my own accountability when people did horrible things to me, and you know what I'm talking about.
When things go south, yeah.
Yeah, but you, there's always two sides to a story, even if they're worse, okay? So one, that bugs me that you say
she's perfect.
Wrong. That's not reality.
Cap.
My second thing that bugs me about this is that, you know, he's almost, sounds like he's, sorry, Derek, you sound like you're part of the problem because you're like, I've now made her not blind to this. You're not being positive. You're being negative. You're going, look at what your family does. Oh. And instead of going, let's build, you're going, no, they're against us. They hate us. Well, that's not building a bridge. I'm not saying her family's not awful because they clearly,
it sounds like they got some stuff going down, right?
They clearly are not. They clearly have an issue with you guys. I don't disagree with that. And that's not
they
supportive.
Treat you differently they're than not, they treat everybody else.
And that's not supportive either.
Right.
But you're also like, I finally opened her eyes to it. You and I both know when you're trying to be positive and find the light, if someone's going, no, let me tell you all the bad things, that's not helpful either.
But you and I also know, Allie, that when we get with family, we have this amazing tendency to regress and act out of character. Mm-hmm. And then we leave that threshold, go back into the sanctity of our own home.
So
and
we act like angels, yeah.
And we act we come back to our life.
Yes.
We come back to our mental state because when we're around our own people, we be acting some type of way sometimes.
Yes, it's like you think you've grown and then you end up around family and you get into big fights and you're like, man, you all go backwards to being 5 and 10 again. And
exactly.
It's like you pointed that out so well. You regress a lot of times with family and you go back. Yeah.
Who's to say they aren't in this permanent state of regression? I'm sorry to say, but they come from a little bit of money. That tends to jade you a little bit to the extent of you do what you want more cases than often not.
Yeah.
When you don't come from money, you do what you can.
Yeah.
Not to put money in this, but
he feels the type of way about that, though, that her family's more, like, he feels like they look down on him is what it sounds like.
And he feels like they're starting to look down on her. Aww. They're now making her poor by association.
Yeah, no, totally.
I feel like it's weird, but I can't disagree with
this
man.
This is so brutal, though, to totally disconnect from her family. Are we there?
Ain't it necessary sometimes? But I'm not saying we're there.
Now your new family. You get married. That's your family. You know what I mean? You got to stick with your people.
This one is tough.
This is tough.
This one is tough. I genuinely don't want to answer, but I will say that I'm leaning towards not the jerk given all the circumstances.
I think it's too much. I think it's a jerk because you're going too far. I think they clearly feel some type of way and they're not respectful and that's hurting your feelings.
Yeah.
But you're not getting that across. I don't think cutting them off is going to show them you're hurt.
Look at us. Wait.
Who are we?
Allie? Is that you?
No, DZ, is that you?
No, clearly.
You know what? Screw this, Derek. You're right. Screw the family. Disconnect.
No, Derek, it's family. We never say no to family. No.
Who,
you're the jerk. What's going on? Wait
a second.
We're not answering. Never mind. I'm out.
Honestly, this is wild.
Nope, I'm out.
414-533-1037. Somebody said, didn't you just block your family girl for some distance? Why are you bringing me into this? I didn't block anyone.
We realized we were completely on opposite sides of the wrong side.
I left the family chat. I didn't block anyone, okay? Jeez. And then they added me back in. So can we not talk about me right now? Rude.
This is about Derek. This ain't about Allie.
Thank you, DZ. Where were we?
Both trying not to answer.
We totally answered the opposite for sure today.
And now I still don't want to answer no more.
Oh my gosh. Okay, we're gonna talk.
You're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, DZ and I decided to keep our mouth shut, even though we totally went off about this already.
I'm still not trying to talk.
Derek wants his wife to disconnect from family because they've been together 13 years, married for 3, and he feels like, you know, they don't treat her respectfully. They've got more money. He comes from no money. We've gone through this already. Well,
and they've grown together, arguably gotten it out the mud together.
Well, in 13 years, they're together.
They're together.
You would hope that this is going to work out. Let's go. We have so many good people on the phone. Let's start with Vanessa in Watertown this morning. Hi, Vanessa.
Morning.
Good morning.
All right. Which way are you going? You going jerk or not the jerk for asking the wife to disconnect from her family?
I'm going jerk.
Okay. Go on.
I just feel like, first of all, I don't care how long you're with somebody, like, you don't really get to decide, like, somebody else's relationship with their family,
blood.
You know?
Ooh, received.
Yeah, you know, it's a little bit different, and,
it's
like...
It's harsh.
Mm-hmm. That's a big step. Like, and if the wife isn't like, you know, oh,
I
yeah,
wanna
my
cut him.
She's
like,
not ready. She's not ready.
Is, like, something. Yeah, then why the fuck is he... oh, my gosh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
Sorry.
But then why is she so... Why is he so worried if she's not?
Yeah, why would he be pushing that? And, like, you know... I get it, and he doesn't want to see his wife be mistreated.
Right.
And that is a thing, but you don't support her by trying to rip other people that she loves. Like, what if Rose were reversed?
That's what I'm saying.
Him.
That's what kind of rubbed me the wrong way was you could tell she was not ready to disconnect from her family, and he was pushing it, and it's so much easier. He's going, well, they don't like me, so let them go. But that's your family, and, like, it's hard to... It's so much easier said than done,
I guess,
right?
I didn't understand it when you were saying it,
that's
though.
That's what I was saying, but he also thinks he's protecting her, and he's not.
Right.
He doesn't have bad intentions
because they've grown together, and their relationship being ostracized from her family.
This is the moral dilemma. See,
they are they're each other's family, so it's
that's
like
the other thing.
Yeah.
See, so I get both sides, but I also get pushing someone to disconnect from their family when they're not ready.
That's
is
manipulative.
Not fair.
On paper, that's manipulative. Without understanding the situation, I'd say that's manipulation.
Or
yeah,
what?
That's controlling. Yeah, I'd say that.
Well, maybe, maybe that's why they don't like.
Relationship.
Sorry, Derek.
Yeah, and I don't know their
relationship. I'm not trying to put it out there, but you never know. You never know.
Fair. Ooh,
that's
Vanessa.
What I was just going to say. You don't never know. And that's like a classic narcissistic move. You want to isolate people to control them better.
Bring them into that Stockholm syndrome life.
So, Derek, you got to let it work itself out.
Not to say that's what's happening.
Derek's going to hate. You know,
but
Derek,
we got to be careful.
Look, he wrote all these nice things.
Right.
Now he's going to hate us. He's going to hate the show and us.
Vanessa's the one that said it.
Right?
Now, Vanessa, we appreciate your call.
It's okay. I'll sleep good at tonight anyway.
Kicks it off, says jerk.
You know what? I love it. I'll sleep good tonight. You call again. I love it when people say it with their
fiery
chest. Yep.
We'll talk soon, Vanessa. Have a great day.
All right.
Bye. All right. Next up, we have got somebody. I'm so excited to bring this regular on because I got the best picture sent to my phone last night, and it was of DZ and this regular meeting for the first time ever. Santino and Sheboygan.
Magically,
come on.
This song
come
played
on.
When we locked eyes, too. I was like, what is... Can we talk? I was like, dang, Santino, you just walk around with
this
music?
Listen, I know we're in the middle of Am I the Jerk, but I've been praying for this day. I mean, I don't even pray. Listen, I've been waiting for this day because I love Santino. Everybody loves Santino.
Facts.
I love you, DZ. You both played football at Lakeland different years.
Yeah.
And you've never met
until
the Bucks game last night when Santino was in attendance and he found you.
And we may have crossed paths at Lakeland at one point or another, but officially meeting, as you know, big dog to big dog, even though he's a bigger dog.
Santino's a big dog.
No, it was great. I met his little dog.
Well, my oldest little dog.
Oldest, yeah, biggest little dog.
Yeah, yeah.
Smaller than me.
It was funny. I mean, this ain't the proper analogy, but me and my son kept pointing at DZ like it was that shot that came from Martin Luther King. We're like, hey, there he is.
Chill out.
You guys are wild. Well, when I got the picture of you guys together, I should post it. I should post the picture of you guys.
I should post it.
Okay, fine. I was trying to just, you know, help you out here because it'll be posted in
May. You can post it. No.
No, seriously. It was so, I'm glad you guys met. You guys liked each other?
No.
No, shut up.
Hey, is this like a first date or something? What's going on here? This ain't no dumpster date.
Right, this is Am I the Jerk.
Okay,
no, but no, real talk, real quick.
Yeah, tell me.
You you know, Allie, and I'll gas you up a little bit, Santino. You know how I tell you I see auras in people?
Absolutely.
When you see a good aura in somebody, uh-huh. think of Santino, because that's the definition. You know how you just feel good around somebody?
Santino's a lovable guy.
Santino.
Yeah. And his wife, aura.
Hey,
his
man,
whole family.
I appreciate that. Mm-hmm.
Top tier individual.
Again, this is not about Santino, but dude, went to his birthday party, and he's just friends with great people, great family, great guy, and I agree,
Attracts positive energy, and it just attracts greatness.
Dude, are we in love with you, Santino? What is wrong with us?
My wife is jealous, yes.
All right, Santino.
It's all right.
No,
seriously,
enough for me to go around.
Digressing, back to
enough
it.
Enough for me to go around. Okay, no, for real, though. So you heard Vanessa in Watertown say jerk. Is he the jerk for asking his wife to disconnect from family?
First off, Vanessa, take a step back. Don't call him a narcissist, because this is 10 years of dealing with the situation. You don't understand what trauma his wife has gone through.
Fair.
There's a lot of things that has probably transpired through these 10 years. And if mm-hmm. they're using their financial security mm-hmm. over the daughter, making her feel like crap, there's always three sides to the story. You have hers, theirs, and the truth. Mm. So some of this stuff might be coming from past trauma as a kid that comes up when they're around family. You don't know what takes place. And as a husband, to stand up for his wife, he has to live with her. They don't.
And it takes a lot for a husband to stand up to his wife's family, because that's a pinnacle of respect, to respect your partner's family.
Yeah.
Ooh,
so,
Santino.
So what happens if he decides to say, you know what, I can't deal with your family, this is too much stress on me, and walks away? Then guess what? He's the jerk. Yeah. He's still the jerk. It's like, there's no way to chop this up to make him the good guy. But he's defending his wife. He's standing up for his wife. And I appreciate that about that man. Because otherwise, he could just let it happen.
He could just sit in the corner. Yeah.
Totally. And you guys are going to die. Derek texted in.
Well, and think about
Derek texted in and has something to say about what we're saying. So I'm going to read it in a second. But go on.
Santino makes a lot of sense. Like, we're talking about in the media. We're talking about right now. We're talking about in today's census. There's no way Derek was going to include the last 10 years of whatever they've been going through together. The last 13 years of whatever they've been going through together in an Am I the Jerk writing. He wasn't going to include all of that, so we don't know what all the things that they've dealt with to get to this point of the final straw.
Absolutely
the camel
not.
Is now.
Yeah, well, somebody texted in and said, not the jerk. I read something the other day that said, if I am not welcomed unconditionally at your table, then my family will not be present. When you marry, you begin your new family. You cannot build your family if you're being broken by those who are negatively affecting you.
That part.
Woo! Well, I'm going to read what Derek just texted in, but first, Jenny in Sheboygan texted in and said, I wonder if this is a Santino that gave a speech for the North High School National Honor Society.
Santino.
It is.
She said you did great, and she agrees about the positivity. Have a great day, Santino.
See, proven. Tino. Peace, fam. Love.
Aw, that's so sweet. Now everybody's texting in about that. Santino, not if he's a narcissist. Been there, done that. That's from JoJo. Okay. Well, now Derek texted in.
What'd he say?
He said, Derek doesn't hate you guys, LOL, but the wife and I are listening, and it's funny because she actually agrees with me more now and thinks I'm not the jerk. It's not a controlling thing. She's just been on the fence. Thanks, guys. Love you all. And thanks, DZ, for standing 8 toes down with me.
How you know I'm missing 2 toes?
And then he said, high five to Santino. See, now, Derek, now I feel bad. See, I told you I was going to. This is the problem. I say what I want, and then I feel bad.
And then you feel bad. Well,
and then I have guilt.
Well, no, and I actually love the fact that this is a real-time update follow-up going, hey, we're listening now, and just so you know.
We never get these,
Because it didn't sound like she was ready or wanting to cut them off. Understanding that she is ready and was just like, oh, but it's family. You got to cut that out. If it's not helping you, and if it's not healthy for you, and if it's stifling your family's growth, I do nothing but respect it. Cut them.
No, totally. So, and our third person hung up, or dropped, which never happens on Am I the Jerk?
You think they dropped their phone and they hung up too?
Maybe, but all I know is it ended up, everything's falling into place today, because we got the update in real time. We didn't even need the third person, because now we know where the couple's standing at this second.
Right now.
And that's it. So, there we go.
Not the jerk?
I guess. Well, it's up to them.
They're not the jerks.
Fine, whatever.
Partly jerks.
Whatever you say. Okay.
Justified jerks.
There you go, Derek and your wifey. Okay. Are you ready to give away these tickets to see Hozier at Summerfest, who's headlining the first weekend, June 20th?
I think so.
Okay, good. 414-533-1037. You're going to hear songs. Well, this is a big song right now. We're going to play Too Sweet. So caller 33, you're going to see Hozier at Summerfest. 103.7, Kiss FM. Why do you do that to me?
I told you, don't look at the TV. So you look at the TV.
Because they got Wisconsin Humane Society dogs on, and you know I'm on the verge of wanting a dog again. Why are you doing this to me, DZ?
I was trying to help you. Sorry. So no, because I said, Allie, turn your head right now and stare at the television.
I'm
that's exactly those are the words that came out of my mouth. I was trying to help you.
I'm almost there. I gotta fix my fence. Hold on. Chill out. I have the most ghetto fence you've ever seen. Seen it. Anyway.
Hey, you got a fence though, so.
Well, half of one. Let's move on with our lives though.
Half more than me.
Shannon is calling in Milwaukee this morning.
Morning, Shannon.
Hi, Shannon.
Good morning.
Guess what?
What?
You're going to Summerfest.
Oh my gosh. I'm like shaking and my heart is pounding. I'm just so excited.
We're so happy for you. You're going to see Hozier. You not only are going to Summerfest, you're also going to one of the headlining shows, which is Hozier.
One of the artists of the year, bro.
At the AmFam Amphitheater.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm, June 20th.
I'm in tears.
Oh, John, that gave me chills. You're my favorite kind of winner, Shannon.
And you know what? Honestly, we haven't said this week, but it's one of our artists. I'm sure we'll probably be there, so hopefully we'll get to meet you when we're there at Summerfest, Shannon. Wouldn't that be fun?
Fingers crossed.
Yes,
fingers
it crossed. Will.
Aw, well, congratulations. You are going, so have a great time.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
Wait, don't hang up, Shannon. Don't hang up. Okay. Can I ask you something quick before we hang up with you? Because DZ, I don't know if he knows what happened last night. I don't know. Are you on Facebook or Instagram?
I mean, you know I'm on Facebook and Instagram, but am I checking?
Are you on Facebook or Instagram, Shannon?
I'm on Facebook.
Okay, I don't know if you follow me or not, but last night...
Go ahead.
Yes, you do or don't. Go ahead. No, I'm just kidding.
I don't, but I am now. Wow. I will now.
Bye, Shannon. Next person calling gets the tickets.
No, I'm just kidding.
Joke, Shannon.
Shannon, seriously. Alley. A lot of people can't even find me because my name is spelled funny. Allie Faith. But no, last night I posted... Our listeners are so funny. The stuff they write on my Facebook, DZ. I have to show you this picture of me. Last night, I left the house. Hudson had a hangout because it's called a hangout, you guys. He's 11 with his friend Emery.
Oh, a hangout.
And me and her mom. Me and her mom are friends.
Not a date.
Shout out Ashley.
Not a date.
And Emery and Hudson, not a date.
Hangout. That's what I'm Shannon, not a date.
Okay.
Just a hangout.
Just a hangout. But they're friends and they kind of have, they're in the same, we call it, they found their tribe. They really get along really well, these two.
Yeah, they click.
And so we try to get them together as much as we can because they go to different schools, even though we live in the same city, different elementary schools.
Got it.
So last night, I got home. I was racing around all day. I'm getting to this with my Facebook. Don't worry. And I posted this picture of what happened, Shannon, so you'll see it later.
Okay.
I ran in the house. My feet hurt. I threw off my shoes and put on my slippers. Why are you laughing at me? Just say it.
No.
Just admit. Never mind.
I'm just getting the imagery of you running around. That's
around
all.
The house like a
crazy.
Lunatic. Like a lunatic. I kick off my shoes. I put on my slippers. Hudson's like, Mom, let's go. He gets in the car and waits. You guys know how cold it has been, right?
Terribly.
Mm-hmm. So I go, well, I got to get out to the car. He's like, let's go. We're going to be late. We got to hang out.
We're going
to meet them at Point Burger Bar to play in the arcade and have dinner. And I run out of the house. You guys were on the freeway. I'm passing the corners in Brookfield. I'm passing Barker Road. We're past Barker Road. And I go, and he goes, what? And I go, I have my slippers on.
Walked out the house with the chanclas.
I totally walked out. So I put this picture on Facebook is where I'm going. And people and their responses were hysterical last night. Everybody's like, I've done it. Have you ever left the house in your slippers, Shannon? Seriously.
I have.
On accident? Like me? Seriously.
I mean, it's comfortable. And all of a sudden you're looking down like, wait, I'm too comfortable to be going to work.
My feet are too warm. My feet are way too warm right now. I got my pantuflas.
And you know what the worst part was? I had just come from getting my hair done. So I look all done up and I've got slippers on you. I was like, oh my God.
You just look luxurious. You know, rich people wear slippers out in public. So you just look rich. Like rich.
Then no wonder I never wear them in public. Shannon, girl, I'm glad you can feel my pain on this then, because I was horrified when I walked in.
Your toes were
warm. I've done a U-turn a few times.
She actually turned around.
Do you know what's funny? Hudson goes, what are we going to do? I go, nothing. We're going to go, because I'm not turning around. We're almost to Pewaukee. I'm not turning around right now.
We're going to be here in 10 minutes or less. I'm not going anywhere. It'll take us longer to go home. No, no.
I was so scared to walk in, but
you
I
would have walked in barefoot.
I would have. I would have rather. Oh, Shannon, you know what? Have a great day.
Thank you, too, guys. You too. I love you guys.
We love you back.
Prove it. I'll see you on Facebook.
Yep, you will.
Bye.
Bye, Shannon. Have a good day. That's really, really funny. I just want to say from the Nicolet Law Studios, this is WXSS and HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. Now, DZ, we were watching the Bucks game, you know, when we were having dinner, because they have screens up while the kids were hanging out.
Not a date.
Not a date.
The not a date hang.
No, absolutely not.
But Point's technically like a sports bar, I'd consider.
Yeah.
They got enough TVs around.
Yeah.
Arcade style. I love Point.
Nobody mentioned my slippers. My friend thought it was funny. Ashley thought it was funny. But if you ever literally ran out of the house like this I was literally, the fact that I had my hair done and curled because I had been getting my hair done was the funniest. It's like I was done up and then I was in my slippers. I was like, it's not like I was in sweats.
I'm so glad
it was hysterical.
You don't even know how much of like this conversation is just hitting me right
really?
In the soul. Oh yeah, the other day, and funny you mentioned the Bucks too, because the other day,
yeah.
I stepped out of the house in my robe. Had a brand new robe. It just gotten it. It's one of like
on
the
purpose
the
or na- accident?
Oh, both. It was one of those like nice velvety buttery soft
yeah.
kind of like robe, not the Sherpa soft, mm-hmm. the butter like suede soft,
mm-hmm.
thick with a hood.
Mm-hmm.
So all it took was 1 second of me taking the garbage out in this robe,
mm-hmm.
and I knew that robe wasn't coming off my body for the rest of the day. So when we went to go hang out with friends later,
wait, this robe goes down to your ankles. How long is this robe?
It goes past my calf.
Did you look like a boxer walking into a fight? Admit it. You know.
I was ready to throw hands too if anybody's gonna say something about my robe, because it was that comfortable.
You know, Hudson gets home from school and puts his robe on every day.
I now understand
He's
why.
He's the robe guy. You're the robe guy.
I'm now the robe guy. Bruh, when I say I had no shame walking out of my house with that robe on, partly because I forgot it was on. It was just that
yeah.
warm. I was just in mode.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm gonna just wear it.
That's what happened with the slippers. I was comfy. I was racing out. And to mention, how far was I? And the car wasn't cold because I had just gotten home. So people were like, weren't your feet cold? I'm like, on Facebook, I said no, because the car was still warm. I didn't even place it that I didn't have socks on.
And they're slippers. Oh, you didn't have socks on?
No, because I took everything off.
I missed that.
I took off my tennis shoes and my socks to be comfy, because I had literally...
Gotta let your dogs breathe for a second.
We get to work at 6. I didn't get home till 5, and then we left again. So I was... My feet hurt, you know what I mean?
And you had the shoes on the whole time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Somebody just texted me, I need a link to DZ's robe. Hold on. My friend did.
Just look up I slide robe.
Mm.
Yeah, all one word. I slide, and then robe is obviously its own word. Yeah, but it's the Bucks I slide robe, but not an ad. They're not paying me.
No.
I bought it for myself.
Adrian and Jackson just texted in, by the way. Allie, just looked at the photo. At least the slippers matched your outfit. That's what DZ said.
They did match.
That's so funny.
I thought you was out here luxury, bad and bougie with the slippers on, doing your thing, gang, gang. I respect it.
Honestly, it's the lighting, you guys. The what is it called? The sweater, like cardigan I had on,
mm-hmm.
was actually, you saw it, was cream.
It was white, cream.
And then the slippers were pink. But the lighting in the restaurant made it look like they were both pink.
The red and blue from Point turns pink. The red and blue hue turns that pinkish
That's
light at distance.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking color theory. I could be wrong, but I'm thinking color theory.
Oh, man. Somebody texted in. You can text or call 414-533-1037. Somebody said, my husband one time put a coat on with no shirt to take out the garbage, then went to work, unzipped his coat at work, and realized he had no shirt on.
Out here showing everybody taco meat.
But you know what? Relatable. I swear I've done stupid stuff like this. I cannot wait to hear your faux pas now with things you've done. did you wear the slippers out? Did you forget you didn't have a shirt on?
Where are my road people at?
Oh, we'll talk to you guys next. Yeah, there it was. Hair done. Looking good from our work meeting and wearing slippers out to dinner. What? I forgot I had slippers on. 103.7 Kiss FM.
Oh, you fancy, huh?
Not so much. Allie and
hair
DZ.
Done, nails done, slippers on. Good.
Good morning, everybody. Francis from Milwaukee texted in and said, DZ, you brought back my abuela memories with your what do you call them?
Oh, pantuflas.
Pantuflas. Pantuflas. Thank you. What is that?
Slippers in Spanish.
Ah.
Pantuflas.
Noted. Okay.
Pantuflas, if you will.
Got it. Well, Abby and Economowalk texted in because we're talking about, I put these up on Facebook and Insta, me and my slippers. I totally didn't. I was so embarrassed. But,
I think you look good, but I get why you'd be worried. Like, oh, dang. Oh.
I was halfway down the freeway when I realized Abby and Economowalk said, one time I was getting ready for a first date, couldn't decide which pair of shoes to wear, so I put on one of each, was deciding in the mirror, then realized once I got to the date, I forgot to choose and was wearing two different shoes.
I hope they matched. At least they both looked good with the outfit.
At least two people put pictures of that happening to them in my comments when I posted this on Facebook, so I know it happens to people.
Two different shoes is wild. I'm sorry, but they feel different on your feet, and if you say they don't,
I want to judge, but I left in the slippers, so who am I to talk right now? Amy's in West Bend this morning. Hi, Amy. Good morning.
Well, good morning, you two. How are you doing?
Well, we're doing.
I'm wearing shoes today, not slippers.
I was gonna say, I had to check my feet real quick. We're good.
You laugh so bad today.
What happened to you, Amy? What'd you do?
Okay, so I'm a house cleaner, and some mornings get really, really busy, and I got to my first job, and I'm like, oh, I'm cleaning away and scrubbing and dusting, and I'm like, things just feel so hot. So I did my unzippy, my little hoodie that I wear, you know?
Sure.
And I'm like, oh, just working away. I'm like, why am I so uncomfortable?
Oh, no.
I go to the bathroom. Oh, my God, I realized I forgot to put my bra on.
Not the bra.
Wait, you said uncomfortable? Don't you mean I was really comfortable?
No. Yeah, I mean, she was comfortable, but she didn't want anybody seeing him hanging like that. Girl, I get it.
Exactly. I'm a little bit chatty.
She was internally comfortable, externally uncomfortable.
Yes.
I was working about 20, 25 minutes away from home, so it's not like I could just run home and go get it.
Sure can't.
Right. Oh, no.
I guess you're buying a new one? I don't even know.
No, bras are expensive, and we don't have time to stop.
I don't even know.
Oh, my God.
I'm just very thankful the homeowners were not home.
Oh, thank God.
That part.
No, for real, there's times where, you know, it's like a Saturday and we got to go to the store and I'm like, well, it's a bra or a coat. One of the others happening because I'm not going out in public because I don't want them flying everywhere. Girl, it's us more self-conscious than anyone, but,
fair.
You know.
Fair.
Oh, man.
Still a good story, man.
Great story. Well, have a great day cleaning. Don't forget your bra. Okay, bye.
Got it on.
Oh, good.
Listen to what Lindsay texted in.
Bye, Amy.
Bye. Lindsay texted in and said, I was working receptionist at a very nice pharmaceutical company, and I wore one black shoe and one dark blue navy shoe to work, but it was a 40-minute drive, so I definitely wasn't going home. That's kind of what happened to me. I was too far down the freeway. Well, I was not going back.
Sometimes these things bother me too much, and I know I'm going to be late, and I know it's going to be a problem, but it is so much of a hindrance for me that I can't do it.
I get it.
Oof.
I get it. Caitlin in Waukesha said, when I was pregnant with my first child, I was so swollen from the early second trimester on, slippers were the only thing I could fit into. So I was always walking around public in slippers. Not going to lie, I may have done it after my feet returned to normal. Because I was going to say, Caitlin, you're allowed pregnant to walk around in slippers. But she said, I did it after that, though.
I might have gotten a little too comfortable, okay?
Well, there's DZ in his robe, okay? I'm in my slippers.
No shame in my game.
I just have the vision of you like a boxer walking out to the ring. I just cannot with that visual for me, DZ.
When I say
I can picture it.
I double layered today over my jacket because my only other option was to wear that robe. Just because of this conversation, guess what's on my body tomorrow?
A robe.
That robe.
Bet you won't.
Bet I will.
Bet you won't.
I'll put money on it.
I can't wait.
If I don't, I'll tell you where the five is.
Okay.
Bet.
Game on.
Bet.
Game on. Let's go to Megan and Muskego. Ooh, I can't wait to see you wear that robe tomorrow. I'm posting that all over social media. All right.
Watch me.
Megan, good morning.
Jinx.
Don't you jinx again.
Good morning, Megan.
Hi, Megan. What's your story?
So I kind of have two quick ones. So I have left the house you know, when you had to change for gym class and stuff when you were younger in high school?
Yes.
Yep. You got to bring clothes.
had my shirt inside out.
Okay.
So, like, the tag, you know.
Oh, you out, but, yeah. The whole day?
The whole day, and nobody told you your shirt was inside out?
Bogus.
No, I think someone might have eventually, but there's times where I've just, like, been out in public, and I noticed, and I'm like, oh, gosh.
Dude, my my oldest, Owen, did that forever. He finally stopped, because I would every day be like, your shirt's inside out. Just look.
And they didn't care.
He didn't care. Nope. And I'm like, flip it out. He's like, oh, I don't care. I'm like, come on.
At least he got a shirt on. I'll say that. That's at least Megan had a shirt on,
fair,
right?
Fair.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, that's embarrassing. And then,
mm-hmm. Yeah, one time, this is about my brother-in-law, but he wore two left shoes to a funeral.
Oh, geez. Well, he was distraught. What do you give the guy a break? He was going through grief.
I was going to make a joke, but I can't.
That was inappropriate. Sorry, my bad.
I guess what happened is that, like, they had two pairs of shoes out for him and said, like, hey, figure out which ones fit. And he, I don't know, got confused or whatever, but he had two left shoes on, and no one, like, he didn't even notice until his uncle said something to him. Because he noticed, he was like, why does your feet look weird?
Is he a good dancer? Just random question.
He's got two left feet.
Okay.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Good morning. Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. Just a reminder, we're halfway. Today's the 15th of January, y'all.
Flying.
Halfway through.
We're soaring.
Oh, my gosh. Usually January is the longest month of the year, I feel like. And for me, it's flying. Some people are posting it's going slow. Not for me, man.
Not I.
Not you. You got four Bucks games this week, boy.
Not me. It's going to be the end of the month before we know it, for real.
Sheesh. Well, I just wanted to say, the reason I brought up that we're halfway through January is because time's running out. We're trying to help you out with your New Year's resolution, guys. If you go to 1037kissfm.com, that's our website.
That is.
There is a place you can enter to win a 3-month membership to Princeton Club, the gym in New Berlin that we go to, which is 24 hours a day.
Lit night.
Got a great pool and mini little water park and childcare and classes
all
and
the time.
My friend asked me if I do a spin class with her. I go, heck yeah, I don't have spin shoes, but I will go in there in my tennies.
You don't even need spin shoes,
bro.
I've done some of the spin classes. And mm-hmm. some of the self-guided, like, virtual spin classes, mm-hmm. too, because they got a variety. They got teachers and they got virtual. Bruh, you don't even need them.
Fun.
It's lit.
Yeah. So go check that out. You can also get a 1-month membership to Electric Beach Tanning and Wellness. And that's at 1037kissfm.com.
A little spa plus something
something. Mm-hmm. I want to know why you brought up things that feel like cheating, DZ, because you and your wife mm-hmm. are happily married with two cute babies. My
exactly.
nephews, Sammy and Danny. What are you talking about? Why did you? What? Excuse me?
It's
you
the irony.
Explaining to do.
When I see you trying to instigate, that's not the case.
Well, you better explain why you said what? Well, excuse me.
Read it how I wrote it.
Things that feel like cheating but aren't. Okay.
Exactly.
What does that mean, Deez? I know you're one of the most loyal dudes. I'm joking.
Nah,
which
obviously.
Is why I can razz you about it.
And why I could take
trust
it.
Trust me. Trust me. If you were, I'd make it awkward. But no, I understand. You love your wife. But what does this mean? Things that feel like cheating but aren't? What are you talking
about?
So,
okay. But when you are in a committed relationship,
mm-hmm.
when you are like me and my wife, locked in for life.
Totally. It's been A1. So long, I forgot.
A1 since day one. At this rate, me and my wife have known each other since middle school.
It's
for
so
those that
cute.
Don't know, mm-hmm. we started dating at the end of high school and have been together for like 15 years.
Yeah.
We've mm-hmm. been married since 2016.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We've been together a really long time.
Didn't she even transfer colleges because she missed her boo and she came up to Lakeland?
She came up to visit so much that she started to get her own friends there. So she went, why am I going to keep coming up every weekend and hanging out with people, not just you,
mm-hmm.
when I could just transfer up, you know, and we could keep doing our thing. Mm-hmm. Are we locked in or are we locked in? And I said, baby, move up.
Aww.
Been locked in.
Yeah,
right?
You guys are locked in.
So when I say,
so when you
I,
say things
when
that
I
feel
ask,
like
things,
cheating, I'm like,
you
excuse
go,
me? Hell no.
DZ with a topic like this?
Aaron wouldn't even have to fight you. I'd fight you.
I'd get shanked a few different times
and
first.
And Aaron's like 5 feet tall. She'd knock me over and still fight you.
But hear me out.
No, but seriously.
I mean the goofy things that
okay.
when you are in those committed, beautiful relationships
mm-hmm.
that you don't worry about things like that.
Mm-hmm.
What does feel like cheating,
so
but it isn't?
Like what?
AKA, if my wife were to ever get some delicious, yummy, yummy food without me, fighting.
Cheating. No, you're right. Now I get where you're going. It feels like cheating. It's not cheating, but it feels like it.
If we
like hiding food from your partner, swinging through the drive-thru and not telling
and
them?
And not tell them?
Oh, hell no.
If we start watching a series together and you up and watch episode 3 without me because I had to work, baby, we are fighting.
Those are fighting. That's divorce words. I mean, don't you start. No, dude, nothing's worse.
I might have threatened.
You're like, what do you mean you started the new season of The Bear without me?
You
excuse
watched
me.
How many episodes of Jersey Shore Family Vacation? Yes. Oh, you've seen this.
I didn't mean to fist pump when you did that. It just happened naturally.
You hear Jersey Shore and you...
Yep. Which I cannot believe it's still on. I love it that it's still on, by the way.
So that's what I mean.
Oh, things that feel like cheating but aren't.
But aren't.
Watching a show without your significant other. Receive.
Blasphemy.
Getting food without your significant other.
The heresy.
Oh, no. That's pretty messed up. Oh, somebody said Black Friday shopping without the other.
Okay, now we're just getting aggressive.
Oh, man. A lot of people are texting in what you said. Watching an episode of a show that you're supposed to watch together feels like cheating for sure.
Or even starting an episode or starting a show without me. Oh, you're 4 episodes deep. I now can't get invested with you because you know these characters and I don't.
Totally. Nick and Racine texted in. I heard DZ make fun of me for dropping my phone. Love you both. He picked up on that randomly.
I see what you did there with the pick up because he dropped the phone.
Nice one. Let's see what Danielle in Mayville said. She texted in and said, DZ, what if they take the car in to fix it, but instead of waiting at the dealership, they waited at the mall solo, kidless, and didn't bring the wifey?
So it just so happens to be on Black Friday too, doesn't it?
I think Danielle was triggered.
I think somebody's talking trash because I shared an experience openly with y'all.
That is cheating. Knowing you left them with the kids and taking your sweet time. I mean, I was married once. That should feel like cheating for sure, dude.
She told me to go without her.
And then you spent 3 hours at Target. Don't act like you did it.
No, I was at I was at the mall. They're talking about when I went to the mall Black Friday shopping because I was getting our car, that were getting changed on
Danielle,
the car.
Good pull. Even I forgot that story.
That's what they're referencing. Whoever said, whoa, feels like cheating is Black Friday shopping without your wife. They're both talking about when I went Black Friday shopping on accident.
Thank God our listeners know us better than we know ourselves. Really funny.
I had forgotten about that.
Somebody said, when he goes to our favorite bar without me, the bartenders ask if we're okay as a couple if he goes without me.
You can't be going alone, bro.
It says, once I changed my hair, one of the bartenders saw him kiss me and yelled at him, thinking he was cheating.
That savage.
Love.
And you got people in your corner.
Oh my gosh. 414. This works for texting or for calling. 414-533-1037. You can text or call. Kelly in Sussex said, when you go on vacation without them. Now that's just crazy. Unless you're having a boys' trip or I'm having a girls' trip, you don't go on vacation without me if we're a couple.
Like that's cheating. Oh, you're going on a vacation your boys before me? Oh, you're going on a girls' trip before our trip?
You can go with the boys, but we're going somewhere too then. It's not just you and the boys. We're having a... showing up.
So if you go on a homie trip and don't go on a love trip, is that cheating?
Yes.
See?
Yes.
That's what...
Dude, listen to what Julian texted in. If Nancy gets her brows or petty done without me... Julian, you're funny.
We need calls. Where are we at?
Wifey. I love that so much. All right, we're going to take your calls and texts next. No, you didn't. Holly and Sheboygan texted in when they eat your leftovers from the fridge. Ugh, it's the worst. Have a great day, guys.
That does get a little aggressive in the household because it's like, you don't know what I was waiting to do with that shawarma?
Rude. 103.7 Kiss FM. It's Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. We're talking about things that feel like cheating when you're in a relationship. You brought this up, DZ, and I was like, excuse me? And then you explained. It's like eating food without them or something. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I saw some video online that was, you know, the POV of whatever. You know, you go to get food without your wife, and it was just a funny video of like a wife around the corner staring at the husband, looking at the menu. He's getting lunch while he's at work, just chilling nonchalant, and the wife's all mad like, oh, so you're getting food without me, huh? What's her name? And he's talking about the waitress.
Her name's a Quick Trip Hot Bar. Leave me alone.
Her name is, wait, I don't know. I didn't read the name tag.
Listen to what Carl and Indy texted in. He said, my girlfriend was upset with me because I went to Quick Trip and I mentioned on my Instagram story about the hot singles bar and she told me, hey, you're not single, because I always joke that the Quick Trip Hot Bar is where I find men at lunchtime.
Where the hot guys are.
I don't hit on them, but they're all there. It's like going to Home Depot during the day. I'm like, hello.
Allie out here looking for some plywood.
Hello.
Little 2x4.
Hey. Somebody said, oh, this is a good one. When he naps without me, cold hearted.
Ooh.
So, you know, like, there, I remember.
Ooh.
With our schedule, a lot of times morning show people will nap, right?
In for the middle years, of the day?
Yeah, you probably get this. You have littles, so you go home when they nap. I'm sure if you don't have other stuff to do, you might nap once in a while.
I nap when I can, yes.
Dude, I once worked with a dude years ago, and when he said he would nap, and she would come home and just be like, get up! And I'm like, yeah, she's not the one for you.
Ooh.
She was not the one for you, but they clearly broke up. But she was resentful that he would nap during the day. And
felt like he had time to sleep.
Yeah, they were just dating and that ended. But, you
that
know,
clearly didn't
I'll never
well.
Forget that story because try to tell me I can't nap during the day.
Well, I ain't consider that. I'm sorry that your day isn't set up like mine.
Right?
I know I had to be tired to be in a proper relationship.
Listen to what Mick texted in. If my husband goes to Target without me, the audacity.
Going shopping, I understand how that could feel detrimental to a relationship.
So messed up. Oh, somebody said, these are all the texts. We got so many texts. You can text in to 414-533-1037. Same person who texted in and said watching an episode of a show that you're supposed to watch together.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you pay to get an oil change when your husband could do it at home.
Oh, that's bogus. Does that send
men over the edge? Or
why
what?
Don't you trust him to do the oil change?
No,
why are we paying for something unnecessary?
I'll tell you because
do
she
you
asked
like
him.
The men at the oil changing place? Do you think he's cute?
No, she asked him to do it 3 weeks ago and he didn't. And then he got mad when she went and did it herself.
Well, stop driving the car then.
Stacy in Sheboygan texted in. A lot of texts in Sheboygan today. They said, she said, I'm going on a girls trip in February to Aruba for our birthdays. Our husbands do not care. They typically go with us, but we've always said since before our husbands that we were going to do this trip for our 50th. You go, girl.
All right.
Okay, now.
That's actually lit. Congratulations. I'm glad your husband doesn't feel like you're cheating on him by going.
They've probably been married forever, too, which is helpful. You know what I'm saying?
That part.
Somebody said,
you can joke about things like this when you're locked
when
in
you're
like
married
that.
For 35 years or whatever.
Right.
Playing new skins or games on Fortnite. This is hysterical. I was never into it at all before we lived together. Now, if he has the audacity to play anything new on it without me from in the room, we are fighting for sure.
Oh,
he's funny.
He must have played the Snoop Dogg Fortnite skin without you. I'd be mad too.
Dude, I had a boyfriend and we were always playing the old school Mario Brothers because, you know, hello. Like, I'm talking old school
old
Nintendo.
Old school, not Mario Kart.
And I'll never forget it when he finished the game without me. I never forgave him for that. Like,
he beat the game without you?
I beat it as a kid. We all did. And then I'm like, no, we were going to beat it again.
Together.
I was so mad at him.
Wow. He literally cheated on you.
He did. I'm like, how could you play Super Mario without me? That is so rude.
He didn't even love you.
You know what the person texted in about the oil change?
What?
You hit the nail on the head, Allie. Asked him to do it 3 weeks ago, didn't you, girl?